Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here at 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. But please hold your calls. We have with us a special guest named David Carrico. But I wanted to lead into this program with a discussion of a phenomenon. Everybody's talking about this book by Dan Brown called The Da Vinci Codes. And it's a fascinating book, fascinating read. And I don't think you should read it because, of course, it would tend to raise many questions in your mind about the validity of the scriptures. But let me simply point out that Dan Brown talks about how the great artists, the architects, the sculptures of the past have always had hidden messages in everything they produced to show that they were here. And, of course, these are the people from the dark side. And many of our great writers, many of our great, artists have been associated with the dark side. Francis Bacon among them, but there were many, many others. Certainly Shakespeare was actually tied into this whole thing. Many of the great writers of the past were part of this worldwide satanic or demonic movement. And they always left their symbols hidden in plain sight. And you find them on the back of the dollar bill. I mean, what in heaven's name is a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye doing on the back of the dollar bill? And you see, of course, there the eagle with the arrows in one hand and the olive branches in the other. He used to be a phoenix, and when this was first created, it was on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. It was actually a phoenix. Why? It was a mythical bird that, of course, was destroyed and burned in the ashes and then rose again from the ashes. And that was what America was to be. Or America was to be the new Atlantis. It was to replace the old Atlantis, which had been destroyed. And there have always been secret societies here in America that knew that. The fact that most of our listeners have never heard that simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But the Rosicrucians first came to America about 1640. The Masons were here in the 1730s. And the other occult societies, and there are many of them here in the United States operating, and nobody has the courage to speak out against them, unless perhaps they're people like our guest today, David Carrico. David, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
How did you get involved in this? Now, you're an ordained minister, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. How did you get involved in your study of Masonry and the occult, and how it all ties into this occult emblem on the back of our dollar bill?
Well, I became a Christian in 1972.
Can you speak up just a little louder?
Yes. Is that better?
That's much better.
I became a Christian in 1972. I was saved while I was in state prison, and the Lord gave me a real desire to study His Word and to find answers. And we began doing a radio show back in the 80s, and we were doing subjects like the door knocker cults and Bible prophecy. And one day we had a man on as our guest, Colonel Tom McKinney. And Colonel Tom McKinney had written the book The Deadly Deception, and I interviewed Tom on the show, and it created such a furor and locally, and it gave such a desire to me to find out more about Freemasonry. I believe that Colonel Tom McKinney is to blame for our interest in Freemasonry.
Well, certainly Tom McKinney is a man I'm proud to call a friend, a retired Marine Corps colonel who fought in Vietnam and actually fought in Korea as well, as I remember. And then suddenly found out that it was all phony. The war was never fought for the reason that we were led to believe. And then he began looking for the causes. And, of course, he stumbled onto the Masonic conspiracy that operates at the highest echelon of our government and can name some of our most prominent presidents as members of the secret craft. We'll be right back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, David Carrico. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Today our special guest is David Carrico, and David is a ordained minister, but he has written extensively about the occult, the Masonic influence within our society, the occult influence within college fraternities, and he has, of course, a number of books which we carry. One of them, of course, deals with the Great Seal. Why don't you name a few of those books we carry? I know that one of them gets into Satanism and the Egyptian mysteries. What are those that we do carry?
The Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection.
Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection. Everybody's talking about the Da Vinci Codes, which, of course, is all fictional, but nobody will ever tell you about the real conspiracies which are here, and the relation between Satanism and Egypt and the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill should be so obvious to everybody, and yet we accept it as the most normal thing in the world.
Right. This book was written about a real case that happened right here in Evansville, Indiana, involving local school children that were taken out of the public schools and ritually abused by very prominent people that these children named that were Freemasons. This began our study into the connection between Freemasonry and hardcore occult crime. And like you say, this is something that we tried our best to get on, and it never got the publicity that it deserved, even though it did get some national publicity. This case just had gigantic proportions. And of course, the real truth, like you say, Dr. Stan, the public will not hear about it.
Of course it won't. Of course, was this in any way related to the Franklin Connection, John DeCamp's expose of this pedophile group that works at the highest levels of our Washington, D.C.?
It was very similar. It involved all of these things. There's a financial base. Kiddie pornography and child prostitution are always involved. So it was a very, very similar thing, just on a different location.
And, of course, those of you who have heard of the Son of Sam killings, you've never heard about the fact that there was a satanic cult behind it. It was called The Process. It was tied into to Charles Manson. There are a number of books written about it. The Ultimate Evil, The Family, going into the background of the Manson killings. They all recognize this had to do with this satanic conspiracy, or the satanic organization known as The Process, which ties back to England and Aleister Crowley and of course, the OTO and the upper echelons of Masonry. But isn't it interesting that almost no Americans know about that because of the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think? Again, those books, The Ultimate Evil and The Family. We'll be right back here with David Carrico. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Now, of course, the Satanic Egyptian Connection. And then, of course, you've written a book on the Great Seal of the United States, haven't you, David?
I certainly have.
And then, of course, you've written one on college fraternities. And there's a fourth book, isn't there?
Right, we have written a book called From Victims to Victors, and it is our personal ministry book that we use when we do personal ministry with people. And also we've written a Christian Workers Handbook for Ministry to Masons, and this is the book that we like to recommend to people that don't have a lot of knowledge. Basically, somebody that doesn't know anything about Freemasonry and wants to get a foundational understanding of its relation with Christianity and how they could actually go about talking to Masons and also talking to churches and other Christians about Freemasonry.
All right, fine. How can people get in touch with you or get in touch with your ministry?
They can call us toll-free at 1-866-200-9682, or they can go to our website. We've got a lot of information on our website at www.ritualabusefree.org.
And you know, one of the most amazing things is that most Americans don't understand that even our nation's capital is laid out in the astrological symbology of Masonry, that many of our presidents and many of the people in key positions in our government are Masons today. When we had an assassination of President Kennedy, 3 of the 7 members of the Warren Commission were Masons, that every major government building in the United States has a Masonic plaque on it, because you couldn't have a Christian plaque, but it's all right to have a Masonic plaque, because these people don't worship the God of the Bible. They worship a different God, and that's the great architect of the universe. But who is the great architect of the universe, David? And why doesn't anybody ever want to talk about who he is according to their writings?
Right. Well, the reason why secret societies are secret is because if what they did was publicly known, there would be such an outrage that they wouldn't be able to do it. That's the obvious reason for having a secret society. And Freemasonry in the Blue Lodge, the first three degrees, the Entered Apprentice, the Fellow Craft, and the Master Mason, all through the ritual, the candidate is asked what he most desires, and he always responds light.
He's told to respond light, and he honestly thinks probably the light has to do with Jesus Christ, the light of the world.
Yeah, many really do, because they're brought into the church by the pastor or other deacons or other church members that are Masons. But the light, like Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma, he explains that it's the light of the Kabbalah. And that light, on page 324, Morals and Dogma.
324 or 321?
I believe it's 324. I might be wrong. It might be 321, Dr. Stan.
You're probably right.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, I've got my Morals and Dogma. I just happen to have it. You're a weird person if you've got a Morals and Dogma right here.
Just happen to have it here by my right.
Just happen to have it right here. And it is 321. You're right, Dr. Stan.
I shouldn't have even mentioned it at all. But
well, that's okay.
I just finished writing my newsletter, and I put it in there. And for our listeners, you'll certainly want to get our December newsletter, because it tells you about the Masonic influence on the Supreme Court when they took God and prayer out of our schools. Why did they take it out? Because, of course, the upper echelons of Masonry hate Christianity. And they've infiltrated our churches. Our ministers said that as many as 40% of Southern Baptist ministers are Masons who've sworn an oath of allegiance to the great architect of the universe, and that isn't the God of the Bible. Is that figure out of line, do you think?
No, I don't think it is at all, and that would play out pretty consistently with the United Methodist and many other denominations. And that's what's so alarming. Albert Pike identifies that light for Manly P. Hall, tells us that the seething energies of Lucifer must be in the Mason's grasp to move up in the craft, and it's a price tag for idolatry. And these people think that they can commit and participate in these pagan rituals of Babylon and not have any spiritual impact, and that's just the ultimate fallacy.
Well, let me actually read that quotation that you were just talking about. It comes from a book entitled The Lost Keys of Freemason by Manly P. Hall, who, when he died, was cited by the Scottish Rite Journal as the greatest Masonic philosopher of all time. And here's what Manly P. Hall wrote. And, of course, you can find this in the book, which we have, but you can also find it in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. When the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands.
Yes.
And, of course, it should be so obvious what this is about, and yet everything is done to deceive the average Mason. He doesn't understand that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity, and then, of course, an inner fraternity, where they really know what this is all about. In fact, Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, homosexual, one of the most evil men in the world, in his own writings tells how he was a 33rd degree Mason for 12 years. Before he was asked to go to the upper echelons of the Masonic Lodge. The Lodge, those echelons, those levels of Masonry, which most Masons don't even know exist. And you know what bothers me so much today, David, is people will read a book like the Da Vinci Codes and think that they're going to learn something from it, and yet the very real satanic conspiracies, where there actually are human sacrifices and this sort of thing going on, and those of you who haven't got our four tapes out on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, where he talks about the satanic ceremony sacrifices in the basement of the Vatican, although they didn't kill anybody there, they killed them elsewhere to correspond with what was going on in the Vatican. You want to get this information. These things are real today. And of course, war is simply another vehicle of satanic sacrifice financed by governments.
Right, and we really can't talk anymore about a conspiracy theory. We have to talk about conspiracy reality.
Right.
Because the facts, it's not even in the realm of conspiracy. It's a blatant fact. And when we first wrote our book, The Great Seal of the United States, we have a chapter in here entitled Skull and Bones, and we had it subtitled The Ultimate Secret Society?
And, of course, is it just coincidence that George Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, a secret occult organization which he refuses to renounce, and the man who now, it would appear, will be the Democrat candidate because they can't sell the American people on Wesley Clark. What a rather pitiful choice they had. But, of course, the man who would oppose George Bush, it appears, would be John Kerry, who just also happens, just by chance, to come from the Council on Foreign Relations and the Skull and Bones Secret Society. There are only 15 people every year who go into this secret society, and one is maybe running on the Democrat candidate for the president this year, and the other certainly will be.
Now, what I believe that John Kerry is the man that the order really wants.
It may very well be.
And I say that for this reason. On page 81 of our book, on The Great Seal of the United States, we have a chart of 16 skull and bone families that were in power before our nation was even founded. These 16 Bones families had wealth and power before 1776.
And they were probably tied into the Rosicrucians and the other secret societies which were here even at that time.
Yes, now here's the profound thing. Of the 16 Bones families that were in power before our country was founded, 9 of them are in the state of Massachusetts. Now you just think how tiny the state of Massachusetts is, and there are 9 of these blue-blood, powerful families within that state. I believe that John Kerry is in the heart of what this order wants to do.
And it just happens his wife has a $500 million of his own, and she controls a foundation with $1 billion. I don't think they're really hurting for finances, although we're told, oh, these poor folks, they had to mortgage their townhouse, so that they could finance the campaign, and his wife got $500 million, and she controls a foundation with $1 billion. That is $1 billion. They sure make suckers out of the American people, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Now, of course, you're speaking now of your book on the Great Seal of the United States.
Yes, we have that chart on page 81, and when you just look at that and just think of the massive bones. It's really the heart of Bones Land there in Massachusetts, those 9 powerful families in that state. They really have the power base of Skull and Bones there in Massachusetts.
And, of course, we carry that book. We think it's an important book. In fact, we think that certainly the Egyptian, satanic Egyptian connection and David's book on fraternities, all of these are vitally important. And I think we carry about 4 of his books. If you don't have our catalog, I would be glad to get you one. But you need to read this book on the Great Seal of the United States. Why is it significant? Because it's displayed, or I should say hidden, in plain sight on the back of your dollar bill, which you see every day. And people use those dollar bills and never ask, what's an Egyptian pyramid have to do with the United States? And I would say it has everything to do with the United States and the secret societies which were here at the inception.
Right. And like you say, just like these 16 families, and they weren't the only ones, but I think they were certainly the heart of it. Of those 16 families, they had the desire to use our nation as the vehicle for the springboard of the New World Order.
And that's
precisely what Manly P. Hall says in his book, The Order of the Quest.
And this is what it's really all about. That's why the original bird on the back of the, I should say it was on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, was put on the back of the dollar bill in 1935. It was a phoenix. Why? Why are they? Because the phoenix rose from the ashes, came back to life. And, of course, America then was to be the reconstitution of ancient Atlantis, that terribly evil society that existed sometime in the past. Whether it existed or purely mythological, we don't know. But there's some people believe that this is the society that existed at the time of Noah that was so evil it had to be destroyed. Maybe it's mythological. Certainly Plato writes about it in his dialogues. But you must understand that these people believe it's real, and America is to lead the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion.
Yes. And what's really outrageous is that they would have us believe that this New World Order is God's plan for America. It is not. It's Satan's plan for America. And we must and will stand up and oppose this with all of our might.
Well, of course, this is what you do, and this is what I do, and this is what we hope our listeners will do. Forget about the Da Vinci Codes. Get the facts about the real secret societies that are there, and you'll find them on my website. You'll find them in many of the books that we offer. You'll find it in my book, of the Brotherhood of Darkness, where, of course, we talk about how they've always had these secret signs and symbols hidden in plain sight. This is exactly what it says in the Da Vinci Code. But mine is real, that is fictional, and that is designed to lead you away from our Lord, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000. Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi.
And this is Dr. Stan here, and I just wanted to mention, if you'd like to know more about Vietnam, we have a four-tape set. It's called Vietnam, the Untold Story, and let me suggest you get that. You can get a Vietnam special, which will go into the background, the fact that we abandoned 25,000 boys to die in the Soviet prison camps after the Second World War, and we abandoned thousands of boys, 8,000 boys in Korea. You must understand that there are wicked people at the upper echelons of our government who have no compassion for our fighting men. And do you really want to let them use you or your sons or your daughters to send off to fight in their wars? You need to read what Henry Kissinger said, and he's quoted in the book The Final Days, page 194 of Woodward Bernstein's book, The Final Days. And, of course, it says, the military, they're stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. And that's just what's going on over in Iraq today. Henry Kissinger, the good friend of the people who run our government today. That's page 194 of Woodward and Bernstein's The Final Days. And if you want the exact quotation, we'll get the pages for you. Of course, it's all included in our syllabus entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. And you'll get so much material there. You need to understand the background of all of the foolish wars of the last century to understand what's going on today. Let me just mention to you that we do offer something called Phonopoly. It's designed to teach your children, your grandchildren, and you how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's designed by the woman who created the phonics game. And, of course, most of these programs are $300, $400, $600. This one is $139.95, and it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books along with that, pointing out that they have deliberately dumbed down the American children, generation after generation. That's why our reading levels are so low. It's not by accident. It's not they need more money. They put in a system that they knew would not work and would cause the brain to misfunction or short circuit. Call 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Phonopoly. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this afternoon is David Carrico. And David, of course, has dedicated himself and his life, and really, of course, risked his life to talk about the secret societies that operate here in America. And you say, risk your life? Yeah, they kill people. They really do kill people, and there have been instances of this. I know there's a gentleman who is the fellow who writes extensively about masonry who's been poisoned a couple of times.
Ed Decker.
Ed Decker, sure. Yes. We've had that on many times, and they've tried to kill him several times. And in fact, there was some of the people who have come out. There was a 33rd degree Mason named Jim Shaw, and shortly after he wrote a book about masonry. He was the upper echelons of masonry. Why he died? Now maybe it was just coincidental. I don't know whether it was or not. But it's amazing how often people who try to expose what's really going on behind the scenes meet strange accidents. In fact, we carry a book published by John Daniels. It is basically Charles Finney's story. I remember Charles Finney, the great evangelist, but it's the story of Captain Morgan, who was killed by the Masons because he was going to reveal their secrets. And then their testimony from four ministers, modern-day ministers, who tried to speak out on Masonry. Every one of them was thrown out of his church, and one of them had somebody loosen the lugs on the wheels to his car, and he was almost killed in the accident that followed. This goes on today, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason you don't hear about it is because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
They absolutely do. And many times there is financial and social pressure. I believe that I have lost one job over this. Many times the Masons have come in and they have tried to disrupt our meetings. And sometimes it goes beyond that. There have been times when I know they would have loved to hurt me if they could. And there was also one time when they actually, after a meeting that myself and another speaker did here in southern Indiana, the Masons actually, as this fellow was going out of town, went by his car with a pickup truck and threw a sack full of manure onto his windshield.
It's just a little boyish tricks. Well, it isn't all just boyish tricks. I mean, because, of course, they're desperate to keep the American people from knowing the truth about the origins of masonry, from whence it came, and how, of course, they celebrate the Templar secret organization. And, of course, I think that's the 30th degree of masonry. The Templars were Luciferians. That's why Jacques de Molay was burned at the stake back in 1307.
They absolutely were. And they were the ones that originated the worship of the Baphomet. And this gets back to who that grand architect really was. It is Lucifer. And this is what Freemasons don't want you to know, that Freemasonry is Luciferian. And when I say that, I say unashamedly that Scottish Rite Masonry is based on black magic and Kabbalah. And in another one of our books, the Handbook on Ministry to Masons, we have actual charts where the doctrine of morals and dogma, like we've talked about that quote on page 321 about Lucifer the Light Bearer, that is a direct quote from one of the most famous black magicians of all time, Eliphas Levi, who actually drew the Baphomet. And Eliphas Levi was the fellow, when Napoleon sacked the Vatican in 1810, there were rare occult manuscripts that were brought into the Grand Lodge of Paris. And Eliphas Levi was the man that actually sorted and cataloged and studied these manuscripts. And he drew upon the most pristine ancient manuscripts of all time. And this is the man that Albert Pike idolized and quotes. And also, Aleister Crowley believed himself to be a reincarnation of Eliphas Levi. And Levi himself was a renegade Catholic priest that was kicked out of the Catholic Church, and he himself was a Freemason. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about something that truly comes out of the belly of the beast that is steeped in Kabbalah and black magic. The quotes of Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma, another famous quote where he says, "The true name of Satan is that of Yahweh reversed." This is also a direct quote from Eliphas Levi. So there is not no maybe-so about it. There's no conspiracy to this either. It's a reality that this comes right out of the belly of the beast.
And, of course, one of the most famous the Satanists of modern times was a 33rd-degree Mason named Aleister Crowley. We have a wonderful four-tape set where we go into Aleister Crowley and his friends. Aleister Crowley, of course, set up the OTO in England. The process that was organization that was tied into the Son of Sam killings, the Charles Manson killings, directly can be tied back to the OTO, according to the book of The Ultimate Evil by Horry Terry. So you need to get this information. The 4-tape set of Aleister Crowley is available from Radio Liberty. We'll be back here in just a moment. At Radio Liberty, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Mall building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. The video actually is titled Cover Up in Oklahoma City. It's available through Radio Liberty. And it really is. It's the footage that was shot in Oklahoma City on the day of the bombing and the next day, and then totally suppressed across America so that no one outside of the Oklahoma City area was ever allowed to see that. Cover Up in Oklahoma City, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You can't understand what happened there in April of 1995 with the death of 168 Americans. If you don't understand that, you can't understand what happened on September 11, 2001 with the death of 3,000 Americans. If they could pull off Oklahoma City and conceal the truth from the American people, what else have they been able to pull off? Well, get the information, decide for yourself. And then, of course, we have so many other things here at Radio Liberty. One of them, of course, we carry the Miracle-2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We can tell you our listeners make all sorts of claims. They think they're wonderful products, and they tell us that it helps their rashes, and it helps their acne, and people think it helps their upper intestinal tract or their lower intestinal tract. And I will tell you that I've used the Miracle-2 soap products, the moisturizing soap, for about 2 years now, and it's really helped to control an awful rash I had. And we hear this from other people. Now, the FDA doesn't authorize this statement. All I can do is tell you, well, you can try these subjects and see if they help you. This is the only way you're going to know, but I'm sold on Miracle-2 soap products. I would not be without them. And we have people all across America who feel exactly the same way. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask about the Miracle-2 soap products. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And, of course, I also want to mention that we do carry the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. Take your child all the way from grammar school to high school for $199.95. But call us now. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our special guest today is David Carrico, a man who's risked his life and his family's life to talk about a secret society operating in the United States today. The Masons have infiltrated our courts. They've infiltrated our government. 6 of our last 12 presidents have been Masons or associated with Masonry, and that doesn't include 2 of the presidents who've come from the Occultic Skull and Bone Society, George Herbert Walker Bush and, of course, George Bush. The Skull and Bones is a secret society dating back to 1832, and, of course, some of their rituals are exactly the same as any satanic cult. And there's only one person who's ever witnessed what really happened outside the cult itself, and that is a story described in Alexander Robbins' wonderful book, Secrets of the Tomb. There's a lot of disinformation there, but this book is well worthwhile getting. I'm convinced that this story is very true. This woman was hiding in the loft of a barn when they carried out this skull and bones wedding. And what were these future presidents and leaders of a country and of people who had the CIA and our great banks doing? Why, they were dressed in black robes and black hoods, and they were carrying torches, and they were chanting strange pagan rites. And that's exactly what they do at the Bohemian Grove up in Santa Rosa on the regular basis. That's what they do in the process. This secret society that was tied into the Son of Sam murders, they're out there, ladies and gentlemen. They're real. They're not imaginary. And you can get our 4-tape set on the Skull and Bones. You can get our 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. The material you're not going to get any other place besides our ministry. And it will give you the information you're going to need to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. Well, David, certainly you've talked about this. Are people more receptive to understanding there really are secret societies in America, do you think?
Well, many people are, and a lot of people really do want to know about this. And something I might say, too, a lot of people have the idea that because John Kerry and George Bush are both in Skull and Bones, is that they're really good buddies and they're just faking having animosity and competition. Now, it's very true that George Bush and John Kerry both want the New World Order, but it is also true that there is genuine animosity between Kerry and Bush. The reason for that being is that Kerry and Bush both represent two differing Masonic philosophies on what that New World Order should be like. John Kerry would be representative of the philosophy of the Grand Orient European Continental Masonry, while George Bush would be reflective of the philosophy of the English Grand Lodge Freemasonry. Right. And basically, and of course, John Daniels' work, Scarlet and the Beast, is foundational to understanding this differentiation. And basically, the Republican Party would represent that English Grand Lodge philosophy, while the Democrat would represent that Bohemian-style Grand Orient Lodge. And also, you mentioned in one of your ads, Malachi Martin. In his book, The Keys of This Blood, we also have intermingled the Pope, who very much also wants the New Order and the New World Order, and he is trying to grab hold of as much power and influence as he can for the Catholic Church within that. So within these different strains that are competing to imprint their philosophy on this, it's just an interesting scenario that's playing out. But the one thing we do know, that the ultimate end of this is not going to be anything good. It's going to be the reign of the Antichrist and the one world religion and the false prophet that is spoken of in Scripture. And this is amazing as it plays out. And when we have this understanding of the secret societies, it's impossible, if you do not have an understanding of secret societies like you've written about and many other people have written about, you cannot understand the history of America or Europe in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, because the secret societies are integral to the workings of world politics. And in it's fact, the prime mover of it.
In fact, if anybody who would like to go into the background of the influence of secret societies, there's a book written not by, a right-winger or a liberal. It's written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. It's called Fire in the Minds of Men. It's available through Radio Liberty, his book, where he tells you everybody thought that this whole world revolution had something to do with liberalism and socialism. It didn't. It had to do with Masonry. Let's go to Harry, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Harry. How are you doing?
Doing very good. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. Are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
My question for your guest is, and for you, I heard a speaker today, a historian, talking, and I forgot his name. He was talking about he was a Rhodes Scholar, and he studied American history. And he actually went on to defend the separation of church and state, stating that it was a foolish doctrine, this separation of church and state. And I was listening to him, and I'm saying, how is it that a Rhodes Scholar would be someone that would be defending the Constitution the way it was originally written?
All right. Do you have any comments at all for our caller, Harry, from Michigan?
And I'll hang up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any comments?
Well, with what information he's given about with not knowing who the speaker is, it would be hard to say. But, you know, there's just so much disinformation out there. There is everybody playing both ends against the middle. But with from just what the caller has said, I really don't know what to comment on it.
Well, it's the same thing. It's sort of like the conflict between Rush Limbaugh and the liberals, between Rush Limbaugh and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw. It makes very interesting commentary, but in the final analysis, neither side's telling you the truth.
No.
So they play games with us all the time, and without knowing more about it, I will tell you that the people are selected from the United States and from other countries, and they're sent to Oxford University as Rhodes Scholars to be indoctrinated in this idea of world government and the fact that there should be a ruling elite. And these ideas come from the writings of Plato, who really believed that us common folks, we're not capable of managing ourselves or the world. And the last thing you want is freedom. And what Plato wrote about in his book, The Republic, was that we were to have a ruling elite. And then we would have a massive police force that would monitor and control the population. And then we would destroy the family, and all women would belong to all men. All the children would belong to the state. And we would have this wonderful utopian society for the elite, anyway. And that's exactly what was going on today. And that is what the Rhodes Scholar is indoctrinated in. And there's a wonderful book written about 1940 by Frank A. Dialet called The Vision of Cecil Rhodes. That's The Vision of Cecil Rhodes by Frank A. Dialet, in which he tells that when the Rhodes Scholars come back to the United States after 3 years in England, why they first they go into the ministry, they go into government, they go into the military, they go into the business and banking, and they join the Council on Foreign Relations. That's his statement, not mine.
Right, and many times these groups will fund the positions of the left and right because they're playing the Hegelian dialectic to try to move that position one way or the other off center to whatever suits them at the time.
And I think what most people have missed, David, is the fact that the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891 was grounded in Masonry and the occult. And that's what, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is all about, is to document that fact from the writings of Professor Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to see the video. You need to get the understanding that there really are secret societies in America today. There's not one. There's not two. The Masons aren't behind everything. But they are part of a brotherhood dedicated to a common goal, a new world order, a new world religion. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Go ahead, David.
And I always will remember when Bill Clinton accepted the nomination at the Democratic Convention in his first term of office, he mentioned Carol Quigley by name and thanked him. And also, in our book, The Great Seal of the United States, we have a chapter entitled Tragedy and Hope, where we analyze Dr. Quigley's book, which, as we know, and as many of your listeners know, this book comes right out and by someone that knew a Georgetown University professor, which is a Jesuit school. He came out and admitted that he knew these conspirators personally, that he had examined their records, and that indeed these international bankers were definitely conspiring to make a new world order, and that the Council on Foreign Relations was just nothing but a tool of J.P. Morgan and the Rhodes Group. So
and of course, really
it's all right there. It's not conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy reality.
And, of course, what's really so interesting is most people don't realize that the first central bankers were made up part of a special order, an order of chivalry. It was called the Knights Templar. They were the first central bankers in the world who began, of course, substituting paper receipts for money. And, of course, when the their order was disbanded, they, of course, kept those secrets. And they, of course, moved to Scotland and then began, of course, to set up these central banks all throughout the world. And I'm firmly convinced that the central banks of the world are tied into the Templars, into Masonry, into this whole world occult movement. And they've got people away from real money into paper money. And when they have the paper money, then they can go around and buy up all the radio stations and the newspapers and the magazines, and they can buy and sell politicians. If you could create money out of nothing, why, you can rule the world. And I believe that was part of the original secret that the Masons, pardon me, that Knights Templar found when they were working there in the Temple Square in Jerusalem in the 1200s. But most people don't even know what the Templars are. I mean, they simply are swept right along, or they watch the X-Files. But, of course, they never catch a glimpse of the truth because of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think.
Yes, and you mentioned that book by Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Files, which is an abomination to God. It's a gross lie based on the idea that Jesus Christ actually impregnated Mary Magdalene and fostered children. Now, while that is a gross, abominable, perverted lie, it is very true that within the Knights Templars and the ones that actually founded that, there is the belief that exists to this day that there are people alive in Europe and America that believe that they are the diasponi, or the actual physical progeny of Jesus Christ.
This is the House of David, right?
Yes, and these people, because they believe that, they believe that they, by divine right, have the right to rule and dispossess people as they will. And this is something that, while that is an outrageous lie, the truth that we need to understand is that there are people alive within those secret societies that actually believe they're the physical progeny of Christ and have the right to rule the world by divine right.
And, of course, the leaders of the Royal House of England, I'm talking about Prince Charles, claims of the house to be of the Davidic house, or the House of David.
Yes, absolutely.
And you find this within much of the monarchies of Europe. And this was, of course, why they felt that they had the right to rule, because they traced their lineage back to the House of David.
Yeah, and this is what really catches my eye. These things have been carried on through these blue blood families. And that's why these families in America, the American royalty, these Bones families, that so many of them are centered in Massachusetts. This is what really catches my eye about what I see going on right now with John Kerry. And another thing, you mentioned about what really happened on 9/11, and when you begin to think about this, you could ask yourself this question. And when we understand that there's genuine competition between Kerry and Bush, you could ask yourself the question, what would solidify the election in November for George Bush? And one of the answers to that would be another major terror strike in the United States. That would once again rally the people around the president.
But you know,
that's a frightening thought.
And I think it's a frightening thought as well. But you know, one of the things is, even though there may very well be animosity and differences between George Bush and John Kerry, the people who are the upper echelons, way above this, I don't think they really care whether it's George Bush or John Kerry who gets in the presidency, because their candidate is going to win.
Right. And when you get up, and that's really what Palladium Masonry is. Palladium Masonry, that was founded by Pike and Mazzini in the 19th century, the Palladium was the level where those from Grand Orient and Grand Lodge Freemasonry could all sit down together and at that level orchestrate things on an either higher level. And it is just an endless maze that you go through of a secret society within a secret society. And this concept was originated, the first one to do that was the Jesuit priest Adam Weishaupt.
Right.
When he founded the Illuminati, he used the Masonic Lodge, and actually Weishaupt founded the Illuminati before he became a Freemason, but he saw in the structure of Freemasonry a worldwide organization that he could use to carry out his agenda, and he formed a lodge within a lodge that eventually took over Grand Orient Freemasonry.
And I think this is the thing. I don't think the average Mason realizes that there are levels of Masonry above the 33rd degree.
Oh, absolutely not. And like Aleister Crowley, of many people, or some people at least, know that he was a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason, but he also held the 97th degree of the Rite of Misery in Memphis, a European degree.
Right.
And he was the Grand Inspector General. So he was involved in Grand Orient, Grand Lodge, Scottish Rite. Crowley made the statement in his autobiography that if he would wear all of his Masonic medals at one time that it would make an elephant stumble.
And we do have, a four-tape set, Aleister Crowley and his friends. And we have, of course, information here at Radio Liberty you're not going to get elsewhere. But let me recommend to you the books by David Carrico on the Great Seal of the United States. And is it Satanist-Egyptian connection, is it?
Yeah, the Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection.
Egyptian Masonic, EMS. I'll have to remember that. Egyptian
right,
Masonic.
People call it the Connection Book.
The Connection.
After you
book,
say
right.
The Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection, you almost want to say Kazuntite.
Right.
It's almost too much. But we call it the Connection Book, and it is our book on the hardcore connection between Freemasonry and ritual abuse. And we were the first ones to publicly document the connection between Freemasonry and ritual. And since that time, people all over the world will generally acknowledge that that connection is a reality.
And, of course, the fact that you've never heard about this, that this doesn't get into your local newspaper. If we don't talk about it on ABC, CBS, or NBC, 60 Minutes doesn't evaluate this or let you have this information. Why? Because they don't want you to really to know that there is this spiritual battle going on behind the scenes. And it's not simply in the spirit world. It's right here, and there really are secret societies that are doing this. And when you challenge these secret societies, you come right up against the hounds of hell. Well,
yes.
David, you want to just give a parting thought? We're just about out of time.
Well, we just want to thank all your listeners for supporting us and for supporting Radio Liberty. We might give our phone number out one more time.
You give it right out. Please do.
1-866-200-9682. And we just thank everybody that's in this fight. Or you can look at our website, www.ritualabusefree.org.
Ritualabusefree.org. And one more time, the 800 number.
1-866-200-9682.
200-9682. God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. And it really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-1. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention that we, of course, have the Big Berkey products here. We carry both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. They're water filters, and of course, if you ever have an emergency situation, you didn't have ready access to water, this will filter pool water and pond water and river water. These are the filters that the missionaries use out in the field. They've used them for 150 years. They do a great job. And, of course, if you don't like the taste of your water, it'll change and alter the taste of your water. You want to get most of the herbicides and pesticides and fertilizers out of your water, either one of the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light water filters. The Big Berkey stainless steel, the Berkey Light is Lexan, so it's clear. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters. The Berkey Light has what we call the black Berkey filter. Works better, but has to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. Both filters you can put on the post filters to take out the fluoride. One's cheaper than the other. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for the Berkey water filters. And then, of course, I want to mention, of course, that some of the items we've talked about during this hour. And I hope that many of you will seriously consider getting the Aleister Crowley and his friends four-tape set. The four-tape set on secret societies. The four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Because these are unavailable any other place. We have a book written by Professor Sutton called The American Establishment, and we carry Chris Milligan's book entitled Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones. And so, and we also carry Alexandra Robbins' book, The Secrets of the Tomb. You need to know about Skull and Bones. After all, you may very well have two presidents who both belong to the same secret society. George Bush makes light of this secret organization, saying, oh, is it still in existence? And yet, of course, as soon as he got in the White House, he invited all the members of the Skull and Bones in his class to come to the White House and celebrate their victory. Where, once again, we have a Skull and Bones president in the White House. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I have to remind listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you agree with us that there is a problem, we hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And of course, if you listen to us on a regular basis and would like to hear our evening programs, they will be available starting on Monday on shortwave at 5.745 megahertz, and they can be heard all over the West Coast. If you don't have a shortwave set, why will we be offering these before very long? That is, from now on, our evening program from 8 to 10 in the evening will be heard on shortwave at the same frequency, 5.745 megahertz, so we hope that you'll be listening to that as well. And get the information that you need so you can be effective in this battle for the survival of America. And then, of course, we want to mention, if you'd like, a free copy of our December newsletter. It deals with why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our school. The January letter, is, of course, deals with the Illuminati and its influence here in the United States. And we simply quote from people like George Washington or Timothy Dwight, the president of Yale University. You'll be fascinated by what we do know about the Illuminati and the conscious effort to cover up its existence here in the United States. So that is the January newsletter. It will be available in a few weeks, or it'll be up on our website. You can go to our website by going to www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And our newsletters get posted there. Our latest newsletter won't be posted there probably for about a week, but you can get it at that time. You certainly can get our December newsletter there, free of charge. Pull it down. If you don't have access to a computer and you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But I want to tell you, we do hope that you'll be impressed enough that you'll want to subscribe to our newsletter, because this is how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day, reaching out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information that Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather call and Tom Brokaw paid so much to conceal from the American people. So remember our website. It's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet live 5 hours every day. That's 5 hours every day. And then, of course, we want you to notice the very items we carry. We do carry the Berkey products, and if you'd like, of course, to get them through us, you'll get either a four-tape set or a video we produced free of charge. So remember, the site is www.radioliberty.com. We do hope you'll tell other people about our radio programs. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to hear this sort of thing, but they better hear it before it's too late, before we're no longer able to talk about the terrible things that lie ahead. And the only way that we could possibly avoid these things, and maybe we can't, but we at least have to try, would be, of course, with enough Americans know the truth about the things we've been talking about today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You can get the book for $12.95 plus shipping, or you can get the book plus the video plus the audio tape for $29.95. We called it the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You need to get the new videos we're carrying, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, Diaprax in the Church, that's Diaprax in the Church, the story of the church growth movement, Iraq, the untold story, the story of the wars of the last century, all contrived. And, of course, it comes with a syllabus, or you can get it without the syllabus. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our ministers and for our leaders. We ask you to remember to pray for Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of this battle 5 hours every day. And so, until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again, This is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.